So come into a comfortable seated position. Most importantly, try to have the spine reasonably aligned, reasonably straight, preferably upright. And take a moment just to settle and find a space of comfort. And then as you settle, bring the attention to the triangular area of the nostrils, the full nose area, and the upper lip. And this is the area where we're going to observe our breath throughout the meditation. And as you bring your attention to this part of the body, above the upper lip and the full nose area, just notice where it is that we feel the touch of breath the strongest. And initially, place your attention just there. This may be on the upper lip area somewhere, on the entrance to the nostrils, or somewhere further up in the area of the nose. Just place your attention there, wherever that may be, that you feel the breath, inspiration coming in and the expiration flowing out. If you'd like, take a few slightly stronger breaths if you don't detect the touch of breath very easily as it passes over the skin. Take a few slightly harder breaths. And then let the breath rate slowly come back towards its more natural rate, natural breathing. Over the next 20 minutes or so, that's the aim of the practice, to simply observe the touch of breath, the natural rate of breath in one area. Our job today is to just observe this breath that comes in, that goes out. Try not to control the breath in any way. And if you feel that there's a certain amount of control, just see what you can relinquish, let go of, and allow the breath to be in its own natural rhythm, the most that you can. As you follow the breath, try to be aware of the full inhalation, every moment that the breath draws in through the nostrils. there's a slight pause between an inhalation and an exhalation, be aware that there's a slight pause between these two. And then as the exhalation comes, try to be aware of the full length of each exhalation. Sometimes as well, there may be a pause between the exhalation and then the next coming inhalation. If there is a pause, just to be aware of the pause as well. And then continue the cycle, trying to be aware of the touch, the flow, the experience of the full inspiration, followed by the full exhalation. At the same time as we continue to follow the flow of breath, also just have a little check through the body. Are there areas where we're holding tension, maybe because we're concentrating on the practice? Be aware of the face, the jaw, the cheekbones, the eyes, behind the eyes, maybe the forehead, or the top of the head. If we come across any tension, tightness, holding, is there something that we can let go of a little bit, relax, soften? If not, not. If so, just allow a little softness to come in there. From the top of the head to the back of the head, down to the shoulders, the lower body, the pelvic bowl. Also notice the heart and the lower chakras where the emotions are. Just notice how these parts of the body and the emotional body are in this moment. And try to keep a continuous awareness of the inhalation and the exhalation, the breath coming in and the breath flowing out. Check the arms and the hands and the belly, where the breath comes at the end of its cycle. And after scanning through the body and softening what we can soften, relaxing where we can, come back to the breath in the triangular area of the upper lip and nostrils. And continue to be observing each breath, each natural breath, and the full breath. what you will find from time to time is that you will catch yourself, as the mind drifts, as you start to think about other things other than observing the breath. Each time that you catch this moment of drift, of mental drift, just bring the mind back calmly to observing the next inhalation and the next exhalation. There's no problem with the mind drifting away. This is the natural pattern, rhythm of the mind. But bring it back with a sense of calm and continue to observe the breath as before. Once again, if you notice any mental drift, getting caught up in other ideas and thoughts, just bringing ourselves back to the practice. And at this stage, maybe again, we scan down through the body, the jaw, the cheekbones, the eyes, the forehead, top of the head, back of the head, shoulders, arms, hands, the torso, the chest, the heart, the lower body, the pelvic bowl, and maybe even down through the legs if you wish, just to notice where we may be holding tensions and where we can soften, relax, let go of some of that tension. Be aware of the belly as it moves in and out in time with the breath. And be aware of the heart, just to see if there's any tightness, constriction there that can be softened or not, just to see what's there in this moment. Perhaps being aware briefly of the whole of the body, just as it is, sitting on the mat. And the breath, the inhalation, the exhalation. And as you sit, you can sit with an awareness of both the body and the breath, but give the priority to the breath if it's more easy just to focus on the in and out breath, then stay with that for for these last few minutes. If you can be aware of the body as you observe the breath, then you can move your attention there as well. Drifts, if we get caught up in our thoughts, be gentle. Just bring the mind back gently to the practice without judgments.